Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Carlos, it's hard to find in the middle of June a game that really does mean something, but the Cubs and the Mets, this is a potential tie-breaking game for the season series, which could have wild-card implications, you know, moving down the line. I know that's hard for a manager and a team to look at, what could be down the line, but when you know that there's something maybe a little bit more tonight, what does that mean for you guys?
Yeah, no, look, you know, we'll treat it as, you know, a game that we got to win, just like every other game, knowing that, like you said, you know, every time you're playing teams that you potentially be dealing with at the end of the year for a playoff spot, you know, it matters even more. And, you know, you can make a case for a lot of teams in the National League. So here we are ready to go. And, you know, expectations, we'll treat this game. We'll prepare in the same way. And we just got to go out there, compete and have fun.
Every manager is different. So I'll ask you, how often do you look at the standings?
I don't look at the standings, especially in June. As long as we're getting victories and, you know, we're playing well, at the end of the day, we're going to be where we need to be. Too early. So I think it's just you keep the focus on the game that you have to play and the series you have to face, and then go from there.
With Luis Severino, I know you kind of moved some things around. You have now David Peterson pitching Tuesday. What made the matchup with the Cubs so juicy to get Severino in there?
Yeah, some of the righties that they got, you know, we thought it was best for Sevy to face this lineup. And then when you're looking at the Yankees and how they're performing against lefties and righties, they still got good hitters, you know, not a secret. So it's this team. So I think we're just putting guys in position where we feel they were going to have success, and put the team in a position where we feel they're going to have success, and that was all to it. So,
and with Severino working with Francisco Alvarez today, I know you said the last couple of days, just having Alvarez's leadership back has made such a difference. But what does that actually look like in the middle of the game when a catcher is working with a pitcher?
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation, adjustments as the game progresses, how they're reading swings, how the staff is playing that night. Sevy will have his voice because he's like that. You know, he wants to express what he's seen. So it's a fun conversation when you got a pitcher telling the catcher something, the catcher's telling the pitcher, but at the end of the day, they're going to be on the same page. They do their homework. They'll do the pregame meetings and how they're going to approach certain situations, but they both have the ability to make adjustments, so that's special.
Now that you've kind of seen Alvarez for a couple months now, I mean, if he's been in the Mets system for the last few years, and now we're seeing the power start to be there too. Just what have you seen from kind of fresh eyes on a prospect like him?
Yeah, he's a special kid, special player. the biggest thing for me is how much he wants to win. You know, even when he's 0-4 or he's not doing anything offensively, he's right there with the pitchers, you know, and he continues to call great games. And he's all about getting the W at the end of the day with this kid. Obviously, we know the potential, the power, the bat. We've seen it the past week and how he's impacting our games offensively. But I think just overall becoming a complete player and one of the leaders in that clubhouse.
So we had a tale of two games. Blowout in the first game you guys won. Cubs win yesterday. You got Javier Assad going today. What's made him so tough? The stuff looks pretty pedestrian, but what's made him so effective?
Yeah, the movement of his pitch, especially the sinker, the two-seam, that he's got the ability to backdoor to righties, can give him on that one, the front hip to lefties. It's just the movement of his pitches, the two-seam especially. So when he's painting the corners, he could be a tough at-bat, but we just got to get him up in the zone and do damage.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.